Daniel, you have been Celeste's caregiver. How do the vicissitudes, the ups and downs of illness, how do you handle those? How do you manage to be the person that wherever Celeste goes, you're ubiquitously there?
Well, Celeste has always been very independent. You use the word ferocious. That's the way she is. And so I didn't become a true caregiver in terms of the time I spent on helping her daily activities until about a year ago when she fell in November. And I think I don't have any magic. I think I was blessed. When I was growing up, my parents trained me to be independent. I remember when I was in junior high school, when I I ripped my pants, I fixed it myself. My parents were busy with their restaurant business, I cooked my own dinner, and I learned to do many things myself. So even before I was not full-time, but spent a lot of time taking care of Celeste, helping her with daily activities. I was a cook in the family. I did a lot of cleaning because I enjoyed it. So those skills came natural to me. The most difficult part about caregiving is really about the psychological state of your mind. What I wish that Celeste didn't have to fall and broken her bones. What I have wished that we were able to take a walk, holding hands in the neighborhood instead of me pushing her in the wheelchair. What I've hoped that Celeste could, like what we did before, drive up to the mountains, park the car, and then hike on Bruce Parkway, enjoy the scenery, the fresh air, talk about our lives. Yes, I do every day. What, as Celeste just told you, what has driven her forward is her relationship with patients, her strong will to want to give. What drives me forward is my understanding that whatever journey I'm on, I'm going to learn something. I will be able to grow. So when I'm down, when I am feeling that I want to wish what I'm experiencing now away, I will stop and then ask myself, am I learning anything? Is it an opportunity for me to learn? And then if the answer is yes, then I say, okay, this is good. And I think working with Celeste, being a caregiver, you just heard what she told you. In a way, because of who she is and what she wants to do, actually makes my playing the caregiver role a little bit easier. She wants to make a difference, and I can see the value of her work, and I think we share that desire to make a difference. So in a way, I'm sort of her extender in a way to help her make a difference, and that's meaningful.
When somebody is on dialysis, the whole family ends up being involved with that dialysis process. It's true for so many illnesses. And as you go and sit in a physician's office, what do you think is the best way for a caregiver to really maximize the things that Celeste was describing earlier on, that there is somebody else in the room with the physician and the patient so that visit is maximized?
Yeah. Well, it has to be, you have to pay up with the patient. As a family accompanying Celeste to go to physician visits. Celeste has learned a lot she has tremendous amount of medical knowledge. It's amazing her understanding of medications, procedures, test results. I think her extent of medical knowledge is probably better than a physician who just came out of medical school. So I actually play very little role in understanding, communicating with physicians. And so what I see the role I can play is to listen first, observe the interaction, the Q&A back and forth between her and the physician, and then ask questions that may have missed in the conversation. That's sort of my strength. So I play my strength because I like to ask questions. And some of the questions are stupid, but when I don't understand, I like asking questions. And so in a way, that's sort of, I allow Celeste to be who she is, to do the best she could do. So it's really pairing up with the patient.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if I can just chime in, I also think that, you know, Daniel and I are very good partners. And it's the same thing that we talk about with having, you know, partnership with your physicians. All of us as human beings, you know, my goal always is to put the humanity back in healthcare. But when you look at a caregiver and a patient's relationship, right, it can be challenging. As Daniel said, you now have changed the dynamic, right? You've entered this level of illness into our relationship. Even though I've had this going on a long time, I was able to do it all on my own, right? I didn't really need Daniel to be there. But I now need Daniel to be a part of what it is that I do because I'm functionally disabled, which I've never been before, right? That's something that is so new to me and it's new to him. So together, when you have a care partner and you have the patient, they have to redefine that relationship, and how a physician interacts with the caregiver and the patient is also different and new. And so what it is it's all about just being open and honest and having real conversations about how we can support each other in this relationship, right? In this relationship.